Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Kedushin Daf Lamed Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage, and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 2 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Gimel. Before we begin the actual Gemara, we glance at the side where we have a structural note, a mivneh, where a volcano shape, a trapezoid, appears, and this indicates Situtim Mehamakor Besof Lamed Beis Omid Beis. We had a Tanaic source in our previous shiur dealing with the laws of standing up in honor of a Torah scholar, and here we will be analyzing that source, and each quote will be introduced with this particular marking. If you scan ahead visually on the page, you will notice that these volcano shapes continue down through the till the bottom practically of our page. All of these are quotes from that source. The Gemara, Omar Mor, a quote from the source. Yochol Yahadrenu B'Mamon, could it be that honor is to be shown to a Torah scholar through expenditure, through spending of money? Talmud Lomar Tokum V'Hadarta. In the Pasuk that we featured in our previous year, you find these two words next to each other, Mipnei Seva Tokum V'Hadarta Penei Zokein. So you have Tokum V'Hadarta next to each other, Ma Kimo She'ein Bo Chisoron Kis, just like arising is something that has no financial depletion associated with it. Af hidur, so too the expectation of your showing honor is she'ein bo chisoron kis. There is no expectation of expenditure. The Gemara asks, how can you make the assumption that standing up has no depletion of finances? Vekimo les bo chisoron kis? Is that really so that there's no financial depletion when requiring a person to stand up? Milo askinon de konokiv marginisa. Who is to say that the Torah is not describing someone who is a, we'll say, a diamond cutter, and the time that he takes in stopping his work in the meantime while he's standing up, koim mekame ubotim imlachto, he is taking time off to stand up and thereby not engaged in his work. In that period of time, it might be a matter of moments, but that has value, that has work value. Ella. So we still have to find a way to reach the conclusion that the source mentioned, that the requirement of honoring involves no expenditure. Ella akish kima lehidur. So let us compare kima, which we'll call the unknown factor right now, to hidur. Ma hidur she'en bo bitol. The term hidur, v'hadarta p'nei zokein, does not imply any loss of work. So there is no bitol. There's no required stoppage of work in hidur, as the word implies. Af kima she'en bo hidur. So to kima, which is juxtaposed with hidur, is a standing up that would not involve any loss of work. V'akishnami hidur l'kima. And now we're going to compare the words in the other direction. We're going to compare hidur to kima. Ma kima she'ein bo chisoron kis. Just since we've established that the kima is like the hidur, that has no bitul, there's no loss of work involved, so too the hidur, which is like the kima af hidur, so too the showing of honor is she'ein bo chisoron kis. And that's what the source had said above. And the quote that we said, Ma kimo shein bo chisoron kis, ap hidu shein bo chisoron kis. The expectation of your showing honor to a Torah scholar is an honor that does not involve any financial depletion. Mikan omru, from here we conclude, she'ein ba'alei umanios rashoin lamod mipnei talmidei chachamim b'shoa she'oiskim b'mlachton. People that are involved in a craft, while they're actually involved in their work, they're not required to stand up for talmidei chachamim, because that would involve bitol malacha, that would involve a financial loss. Minimal though, as minimal as it might be, nevertheless, that's not what the Torah expects when it requires us showing honor to a Torah scholar. The Gemara asks, "Velo, is it really so that you're not required to stand up in order to show honor, and in standing up, you're going to be stopping your work?" V'hotanan, we have the following source, Kol Ba'alei Umnios, all craftsmen, Omdin Mipnehem, stand up in front of those that are bringing their baskets of first fruits. One of the mitzvahs in the Torah involves Havas Bikurim. Bikurim from the word Bechor, firstborn, first fruits. A person brings his agricultural first products, first blossoming fruits, to the Beis HaMikdash from the holiday of Shavuos on in throughout the summertime. We're not going to get into details right now, but they bring their Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, and as they walk through the streets of Jerusalem, so the Ba'alei Umnios, the craftsmen, stand up in honor of their arrival, of all the different members of the public bringing their baskets to the Beis HaMikdash, v'shoalim b'shlomam, and they seek their welfare, v'oimrim lohem, and they say, achenu anshei mokum ploni bo'achem l'shalom, you people from such and such place, come in peace, welcome in peace. So we see from here that Ba'alei Umnios, in order to show respect, do have to stand up, even in the midst of their occupation. The Gemara responds, that's not a question on what we have been teaching till now. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Mipneihem Omdim, Mipnei Talmidei Chachomim Ein Omdim. The Tanaic source that we read focuses specifically on those bringing Bikurim. That specific mitzvah requires the Jerusalem craftsmen to stand up in honor of them, but not in front of Talmidei Chachomim. Om Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven hears this point, and he reacts and says, "Bo Urei, come and see kamo chavivo mitzvah b'shaita. See how important, how significant chavivo means, how dear is a mitzvah performed in its designated time. Sharei mipnei emomdim, mipnei talmidei chachomim ein omdim. We stand up for them, an act that is unique to them, which we won't even do for Torah scholars. That puts the fulfillment of the mitzvah in its right time on such a high pedestal, so high that we show respect to them that we wouldn't even show to Talmidei Chachamim, i.e. the pausing from their occupation." So Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven's conclusion is that you see from here an illustration, a manifestation of this idea of kamo chavivo mitzvah b'shaita. The Gemara says, not necessarily so. That's not what you conclude from the requirement for standing up for the mevi'ei bikurim. The dilmo shiny hosom, it might be that there it's different. The im kain, if these travelers who bring their bikurim from afar, from all parts of the land of Israel, if they would not experience the attention shown to them by the Jerusalem citizenry, nimseis ato machshilin losilavo, you'll thereby literally cause them a stumbling in the future. Namely, you will remove their motivation from coming next year, next time. So in order to ensure that they remain sufficiently motivated, we provide this incentive through the requirement of the citizens, the Jerusalem citizenry, to show them special respect. But as we said, it's in order to make sure, to motivate, to ensure that they will continue practicing the mitzvah, not necessarily a manifestation of kamo chaviva mitzvah v'shaita, how significant a mitzvah is when it's performed in its right time. Omar Mar, once again a quote from the source, and on the side of the more we have a Nosei topic heading, which reads, Kimo Beves Merchatz, the issue of standing up for a scholar, Torah scholar, in a bathhouse. Omar Mar, Yochol Yamod Miponov Mibes HaKisei UMibes HaMerchatz, could it be that we would stand up for, have a requirement of standing up for a Torah scholar in a Beis HaKisei, a bathroom, or a Beis HaMerchatz, a bathhouse? And the source went on to say, no, you don't have to do so. The Beis HaMerchatz and the Beis HaKisei is not a place of hidur. It's not a place where honor is displayed. The Gemara asks, Velo, is that really so, that you're not expected to stand up? And notice we have a long question marking. In this long question, we're going to be featuring two incidents. Both of them will involve Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe. You'll be able to see that through our different underlinings. The Gemara goes and goes on and says, "V'ha Rabbi Chiyah." This is number one, the first incident. "V'ha Rabbi Chiyah have Yosef bei Maschuta." Rabbi Chiyah was sitting in a bathhouse, and v'cholif Yosef Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe, and Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rebbe. Rebbe is Rabbi Yudan Nasi, the famous editor of the Mishnayos, Rabbi Judah the Prince. So his son Rabbi Shimon passed by the lokom the kamei, and Rabbi Chiyah did not arise in front of him. The ikpid, and Rabbi Shimon was upset. The osav omar le lavua, and Rabbi Shimon told his father Rebbe the following: Shnei chumashim shonisi lo b'sefer tilim. Sefer tilim, book of Psalms, is broken down into five subunits, five books, and two of them are, he refers to here as two chumashim, two fifths of the book of Psalms, I taught him, v'lo amad miponai, and he didn't stand up in honor of me. V'su, and furthermore, bar kapora, the Amri law, another version of the names is Reb Shmuel b'Rab Yossi, have Yosef bei Maschuta, he was sitting in the bathhouse, Ul v'ozil Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe, Reb Shimon Rebbe entered and passed by, v'lo kome kamei, and the one sitting did not stand up. V'ikpid, and Rabbi Shimon was upset. The also Malay Lavua, and he told his father regarding Bar Kapora or Rav Shmuel, Shnei Shlishe Shlish, two thirds of a third. If you like, two ninths of Shonisi Lo B'Toras Kohanim. I taught him in the work known as Toras Kohanim. This is the Midrashic work on the book of Vayikra. V'lo Omad Miponai, and he didn't show me honor by standing up. We mentioned in our previous year, you're dealing here with the greatest of our people. They're not honor seekers per se for their own haughty purposes, but rather they are seeking the public to show the proper honor due to Torah scholarship. And if one doesn't show that, it's a source of contention. The Omar Lo, and Rebbe told his son, Shema Bohen Yoshev Umaharher. It might very well be the reason they didn't stand up, because they were, he was occupied with the very material that you taught them. And he was engrossed in deep thought when you just happened to walk by. And taking the words of Rebbe, the Gemara now infers, Taimo de Bohen Yeshimara, the only, let's say, legitimizing of their remaining seated is because they simply didn't notice you. Ha lav hachi, if they were not engrossed in thought and did notice you, though they were in the bathhouse, they should have stood up. And that's what the Gemara said, ha lav hachi, if not for their being engrossed, lo, there would be no justification for their remaining seated. So we have a question, that even in a bathhouse, one does have the obligation of showing respect to the passing Torah scholar. Lo kashya. There is really no question. Ha bebote gavoy, ha bebote baroy. The bathhouses described by the Gemara had inner chambers and outer chambers. Inner chambers where everyone stood was, where everyone present there was unclothed. That's what the Brisa, the Tanaic source, was referring to. In a place like that where everyone is unclothed, it's not considered a demonstration of dignity to stand up when a Torah scholar is passing by. However, in the outer chamber where people are dressed, there is, that's the incident involving Reb Shimon bar Rebbe, there would have been an expectation to stand up. Hachi nami mistabra, and it's also most likely that the story involving Reb Shimon bar Rebbe was in the outer chamber. D'yomar, and why is it most likely? Because of the following halachic point. D'yomar rabo babachanam Reb Yochanan. In all locations, one is allowed to be engrossed in Torah thought, with the exception of a bathhouse and a bathroom. Ah, so they were engrossed in Torah thoughts. It must be that the Beis HaMerchatz referred to in their story, the Beis Maschuta, was the outer chamber. Otherwise, as far as the inner chamber is concerned, that falls under this dictum of Rabbi Yochanan that the Beis HaMerchatz, the Beis HaKisa, place is forbidden to be engrossed in Torah thought. The Gemara says that this suggested proof is not solid. Dilma, it could be that the story involving Rav Shimon bar Rebbe was in fact in the inner chamber. And if you're trying to prove that it was in the outer chamber because you saw there that the suggestion that they may have been engrossed in Torah thought, no, you could have the phenomenon of being engrossed in Torah thought even in the inner chamber, though not acceptable, Dilma la'oin say shiny, because the nature of Torah scholars is that they're always thinking about Torah, and sometimes it's beyond their control to stop their Torah thoughts even in the forbidden places. So just by the mere fact that Rebbe had suggested maybe they were involved in their in the Shema, he said Shema Bohen Yoshev Maharir, that does not show with certainty that the story involving Rav Shimon bar Rebbe was in the outer chamber. Whichever way, the final understanding of the halacha is that in the inner chamber there is no expectation of, there's no requirement of standing up to honor the passing Torah scholar. In the outer chamber, in fact, there is. Another quote. Before we read the Gemara, we have a topic heading on the side, which reads Ha'oitzim Einov Kedesh Lo Yireh V'Yitzdarech Lokum. The issue of one closing his eyes in order that he does not see the Torah scholar and thereby be required to stand up. And the second point, Shi'ur Merchak L'Mitzvahs Kima, the distance from which point one is expected to stand up. The Gemara. Yochol Yatzim Einov Kami Shelo Ra'ohu. The Brisa asks, could one close his eyes as if he doesn't see the Torah scholar and thereby exempt himself? The Gemara asks, Otu Birashi Askinon. Do you think that this Tanaic source is featuring the wicked? The wicked would be a case where the Torah scholar entered your four amos, entered the distance at which point you're required to stand up, and when he entered the four amos, you're going to close your eyes, and we're asking, is that okay? And then say, no, it's not okay. But that is a description of an evil person. The Talmud Chacham, the Torah scholar, has come within your four amos. You have a requirement, and you're trying to avoid the requirement that you already have. Would that be what's under discussion? No. Ella, rather, the understanding of the Brisa is as follows. Yochol Yatzimenov Mikami Delimte Zman Chiva. Could it be acceptable for a person to close his eyes? Yatzimenov is to close his eyes. Mikami, before Delimte, there is the arrival of the time of obligation. Very simply put, you see a Talmud Chacham seven amos away. Seven amos is beyond the distance from which you're supposed to stand up. So he's down, he's a number of feet away from you. He's not within your Dalet Amos. He's not within your 2 meters of distance. So you haven't, your obligation to stand up hasn't set upon you yet. So I see he's coming in my direction. But at the point that I see him, that I notice him, I'm not obligated to stand up yet. So maybe it's okay for me to close my eyes, to turn my head around, so that when he passes me, I won't actually be seeing him. The chimotos manchiva, so that when the time that is required for one to stand up arrives, holochazile, at that point you don't see him, the koyim mekame, that would otherwise require me to stand up. So is that kind of practice okay? Is that type of behavior acceptable? Talmud lomar, tokum, vioresa. The pasuk says, mipnei seva tokum, vadarta pnei zokin, vioresa, me'ashem elokecha. It says in that pasuk that we featured in our previous year, that part of the mitzvah involves you're being God-fearing. What does God-fearing have to do with this? So, if we look at Rashi, Talmud lomar vioresa, Rashi that we're looking at is more or less across a mere line or two down. It says, Yesh l'cha lira min hayotzer. One has to fear the Almighty, hayodea machshavosecha. He knows your thoughts. Shato mevakesh tachbulois lipoter mi mitzvoso. You are coming up with schemes to avoid becoming obligated in his mitzvahs. You're a scheming individual, scheming to escape, to exempt yourself from mitzvahs. That's not something that the Almighty finds praiseworthy, to put things lightly. Tana, we continue in the Gemara. Eizuhi kima shiesh bo hidur. What is the standing up that represents a demonstration of honor? Havi Omer, this would be Havi Omer Zed Dalet Amos. That's within 2 meters, approximately within four amos. At that point, if you stand up, it's clear that your standing up is because of the approaching Torah scholar. More than that, your standing up isn't necessarily associated with his presence. Omar Abaye, Lo Amoron, the Dalet Amos figure, is stated Ela Barabai She'eno Mufak, for a rabbi, that's not your main source of Torah instruction. Abba Barabo HaMuvok, when you're dealing with Rabbo HaMuvok, your main source of Torah instruction, the rabbi that's responsible for your fundamental primary Torah scholarship, there, Melo Einov, as far as the eye can see. If you see your Rabbo Muvok approaching, even from a distance far greater than Dalet Amos, you have to stand up. Abaye mechiyave chazi le leudne de chamrod Rav Yosef de Osi. Abaye was very diligent in this requirement. When he would see the udne is the ear of the chamrod, the donkey, upon which Rav Yosef was riding. So you can just imagine Rav Yosef is coming, riding on a donkey, coming over the horizon, and Abaye noticed the donkey's ear. Have koim, Abaye would stand up. And that was a story involving Abaye himself, but at a later time, where Abaye himself is the main scholar. Abaye have a rochiv chamro. Abaye was riding on a donkey. V'komaski a guda d'nahar sagya, and was riding along the banks of the river Sagya. Yosef Rav Misharshi of Rabbanan beidoch gisa. Rav Misharshi and other rabbinic scholars were on the other side of the river. V'lo komu mikamei, and they did not stand up in honor of Abaye. Omar lohu, and Abaye called from across the river. V'lav rav muvakano, am I not your main teacher? And so why did you remain seated, almost ignoring me? Amrule lavadaitin. They answered, we simply were unaware of your arrival. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, again, a quote from the Tanaic source on Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Oimer, Minayin lezokin shelo yatriach. From where do we know that a Talmud Chacham, a Torah sage, even though there is an obligation to stand up in his honor, if he has a path in which he could circumvent his contact with the people and nevertheless arrive at his destination, that he should opt for that and not trouble them to stand up. From where do we know that? Talmud Lomar Zokain V'Yoresa. In the same pasuk that Zokain is mentioned, there's also the element of his being God-fearing and aware that the Almighty is watching and would value a Zokain that let's say foregoes his honor in that sense by sparing the public of having to trouble themselves. Omar Abaye Naktinon de Imakif Chai. We have a tradition that if the Talmud Chacham chooses that alternative path, which saves the people from trouble, he will merit long life. Abaye Makif, Rabbi Zera Makif. These rabbis, when they had the opportunity to do so, they would in fact take that alternative route. Ravino havi Yosef kamed Rav Yirmiyah midifti. Ravino was seated in the presence of Rav Yirmiyah. Chola fahu gavro kamei. A man walked by velo michsi reisha, and he walked by bareheaded. Omar, and he said, kama chotzif ha gavro. How brazen is this individual? In the time of the Gemara, one could debate. There are various sources, and we saw some of the sources quite recently in recent Dapim, that let's say rank and file members of the citizenry were not necessarily head covered at all times. The head covering also varied from people that have of significant scholarship to people less so. It's a topic that one could research and come to conclusions. Here we have an example of someone that an example of a case where it's assumed the person was not with head covering, but when in the presence of a Torah sage, the honor shown by people would be to cover their heads. So in this story, you have a man who was walking bareheaded, as would be reasonable. But in this case, when he passed the Talmud Chacham, he continued that way. That evinced the reaction of how brazen he is. Omarle, so the other one said, Dilmo Mimasa Mechasya Nihu. Maybe this passerby is from the town of Mechasya. The Geisi Bo Rabbonon. In Masa Mechasya, there were many Talmidei Chachomim, and Geisi means they had a sense of familiarity with them. And therefore, because of their sense of familiarity, they didn't have the same, let's say, awe and motivation to show the proper respect to Talmidei Chachomim, once again, out of simply because of the phenomenon experienced in Masa Mechasya of the multitudes of Torah scholars that were there. Rashi says the Geisi Burabonon, Tomid Regilim Etzlam, the Talmid Chachomim were very common over there in Mechasya, the Libom Gas Bechachomim, Kilu Hei Mehem, and the general population of Mechasya felt a sense of familiarity, giving them the feeling that they themselves, even if they weren't Torah scholars, were one of them. But continuing in the Gemara, Isi ben Yehuda Oimer mitnei Seva Tokum v'afilu kol Seva b'mashma. Isi ben Yehuda was a departure from the first opinions in the source, EC holding that the requirement of standing up is for anyone who is elderly, not being limited to Torah scholarship per se. Om Rabbi Yochanan halacha ki isi ben Yehuda, and Rabbi Yochanan rules that it's necessary, one is obligated to stand up in the presence of a passing elderly individual, regardless of their level of Torah scholarship. And as we go on in the Gemara, we have a little topic heading on the side, Nosei, which reads Hayachas shel chachomenu legoyim zekenim, the attitude or the demonstration of honor of our Torah, of our sages, to elderly non-Jews as well. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Yochanan havikoi mekami savi darmoi. Rabbi Yochanan would stand up in the presence of elderly armoi, elderly Gentiles, and his rationale was Omar kama harpatiki ardu alayu dahani. Harpatiki, Rashi says, mikrois vitsorois. How many incidents and happenings and trials and travails befell these people? Vero nisim harbe umoifsim, and in the course of their lives, they certainly saw miracles and acts of wonder. Odu alayu avru aleihem, passed over them. So you have people here that, by virtue of the fact that they were witness to so much of what life offers, including miracles, that warrants standing up in their honor. Continuing in the Gemara, Rava mekam lokoi, Rava would not stand up fully erect, hidur avadlu, but a type of body nod when an elderly Gentile would pass by is something that Rava would do. Abaye yov yoda lesavi. Abaye would extend his hand toward the elderly if they were passing by, and he would be able to offer physical support to them. He would extend his hand for them to rely on him, to rest upon him. Rava mishadir shluchei. Rava didn't himself extend his hand, but he would send a messenger, someone to help them. Rav Nachman was an official. He was the son-in-law of the Nossi, and he himself was the head of the court. So he had agents and officers in his presence. So Rav Nachman Mishader Gezoi, he would send these officers, these officials, to help the passing elderly individual. But he himself, Rav Nachman himself, would not do it. It would be beneath his dignity, beneath his office, to serve in such a capacity. Omar, claiming, Ilav Torah, if not for the Torah within me, Kama Nachman Barabo, Iko Beshuka, I would be just another guy in the marketplace. Nachman Barabo, that was his name, and just another guy passing by. But since I have absorbed so much Torah scholarship, that puts me on a different plane, and therefore, though I am concerned with showing them honor, I'm not going to physically do it myself, and hence he sent his agents to do so. Omar Rabbi Aivo, Omar Rabbi Yanai. We continue at the top of Omid Beis. Ein Talmud Chochem Rashoi Lamoid Mipnei Rabo Elo Shachris V'Arvis. A Talmud Chochem, though he's required to stand up for his teacher, for his Rebbe, for his Rabbi, he's not allowed to do so more than twice a day. Shachris V'Arvis in the morning and the afternoon, the evening. Kedei Shelo Yehi Kavoda Meruba Mikvod Shemayim. So as not to show more honor to the teacher than one shows to the Almighty. The idea being that we stand up for the Almighty in prayer in the morning and toward the evening twice a day, maybe more reminiscent to the korbanos we offered, the Tomid Shel Shachar, Tomid Shel Ben Arbayim. I'm not right now getting into the detail of the fact that we daven three times a day, but certainly we're makabel ol malchus shemayim twice a day in the morning and in the evening. So the act of showing our respect and subservience to the Almighty, we do twice a day. Once again, I'm avoiding the issue of the idea that we daven, we arise in prayer three times a day. There's an approach that says tefillas arvis rishus. Tefillas arvis is optional, putting it on a slightly lower plane than the main two prayers of the day. So showing honor to a Talmud Chacham more than twice a day would be showing him more honor than we do to the Almighty. The Rashi says, "Mikvod Shemayim, Sharei Pnei Yotzro, Einu Mekabel El Shachas V'Arvis." The face of the Creator, we receive. The concept of Mekabel, we also use Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim that I mentioned a moment ago. That has relevance to the Kriya Shema. Though in Kriya Shema there's no expectation of standing up per se, which you do find by Tefillah, by Shemon Esrei. Nevertheless, we suggested a couple of approaches. You see, though, that the concept of b'makabel pnei hashchina is shachris v'arvis, twice a day. We therefore don't require more when it comes to showing respect to a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara asks, Meisvei, Reb Shimon ben Elozer Omer, minayin lezokin shelo yatriach, from where do we know that point that we mentioned earlier, that a scholar should not trouble the people if he can avoid doing so? Talmud Lomar Zokein V'Yoreisa. And we quoted that Pasuk. Ve'i Amrin Shachris V'Arvis Bilvad, if the expectation is that a person stands up twice a day for the Torah scholar, Amai Lo Nitrach, why does the source suggest avoiding troubling the people? Chiyuvahu, it's an obligation of theirs to show respect twice a day to the Talmud Chacham. Where does the issue of Shelo Yatriach come in? Elolav, rather, it must be Kuleyoima, that the obligation to stand up is not just twice a day, it's throughout the day. So that once a person has stood up twice, he's fulfilled his basic obligation. The Torah scholar has to take into consideration that those that he's walking by have already stood up twice, and don't trouble them more. But what we see from here is that on the part of the general public, they are expected to stand up more than twice a day. And as a result of that, the source exhorts the Talmud Chacham, don't trouble them. No, that's not what we can derive from the source that we quoted. Li'olam shachris v'arvis bilvad. The requirement of standing up is only twice a day. V'afilu hachi, and even so, from the Talmud Chacham standpoint, from the scholar's standpoint, kamad efshalei lo nitrach. As much as he can extend himself, can exert himself to avoid having people stand up for him, all the more that he can avoid the requirement of others standing for him, he is praiseworthy. We continue in the Gemara. Omar Rebbe Lozer, Kol Talmud Chacham She'ein Oimed Mipnei Raboi. On the side of the Gemara, we should point out that we have a topic heading here. Ha'inish to Talmud Chacham She'ein Oimed Mipnei Rabo. The punishment that will befall he who does not stand up for his Rebbe, for his teacher. Omer Rav Elazar, Kol Talmud Chacham Shein Oimed Mipnei Raboi Nikra Rosha Veinu Marech Yomim VeTalmudo Mishtakach. He is referred to as a wicked one. He will not have extended life, and his Torah knowledge himself will be forgotten. Shenemar, the pasuk says, V'toiv Lo Yeh Lo Rosha V'Lo Yarech Yomim Katzel Asher Einenu Yorei Milfnei Elokim. The word tov in this pasuk is Torah. The pasuk elsewhere says, Ki lekach tov nosati lochem, Torah si al tazovu, Torah is tov. So tov lo yeh, he won't have Torah, the wicked one. And you see that the term Rosh appears. And we made reference to the forgetting of his Torah. And the lo yarech yomim, the pasuk says, he won't have extended life, like the passing of a shadow. Asher einenu yorei m'lifnei elokim. Moirazu, Ein Yodama. What's the yore, the mora, the fear that's referred to in this pasuk? Kishu oimer v'yoreisa melekecha, in the pasuk that's associated with the standing up for a Torah scholar, you see the term in that pasuk, Vayikra Perek Yutes, v'yoreisa melekecha, hare moira zu kima. As we said, that pasuk v'yoreisa melekecha is in the pasuk that says, Mipnei seva takum. That mora, therefore, is expressed by standing up. So we go back to the pasuk we quoted two lines above. Asher einenu yorei. He doesn't stand up. And as a result of his not standing up for a Torah scholar, so what is said in the pasuk is going to happen. He's called wicked. He won't live an extended life, and his Torah knowledge will be forgotten. The Gemara asks, it's true that it says in the pasuk yorei, but there are other psukim in the Torah that describe yiras shamayim v'hemo, moiras ribis umoras mishkolos, the fear that the Torah expects of someone to observe while avoiding taking interest. Don't extend loans with interest, with the interest payment. That's something that one does that's associated with your fearing of God. Likewise, don't have phony weights and measures in your business to rip off the public. That is an expression, and the pasuk says in those contexts as well, v'yoreisa melekecha. So how do I know that in this pasuk v'toiv lo yeah, the yore that's referred to is a reference specifically of standing up in honor of Torah sages? Rebbe Lozer, the Gemara answers Rebbe Lozer, who cited this Maimer Chazal, which whose name is underlined, you can see a number of lines up. Rebbe Lozer introduced this section, Pene Gomar. He didn't learn it from the word yore per se, but rather he has a gzera shava between the words pene. In the pasuk we read, you can see we have a dashed underline milifne and vioresa, and the pasuk said mipne seva tokum. So in the pasuk dealing with standing up for the elderly, for the Torah scholar, it said mipne, just like here we have milifne, the same root, pene, is found in both places. Hence, I associate this pasuk of toiv lo yelo rasha with the lack of standing up. Notice a diamond marking on the side of the Gemara. We have a nosei / mivne. The diamond introduces sidro shel she'elos, a series of questions, binyan kimo, regarding the issue of standing up. Bifnei rabo, in front of one's teacher. Bifnei sefer Torah, in front of a Torah scroll. After we introduce the first question, you'll notice a house marking that appears in alternating directions on the side under the ma'akav, on the side of the Gemara. We feature the house marking as a ma'akav, an attempt to keep track, and with the point facing up, nisayon lochiach sheben, a son, shurabo shelavav, a son who happens to be his own father's Torah teacher, Chayav lokum bifnei oviv. He nevertheless has to stand up in the presence of his father. If you will, you have two opposing forces. You have on the one hand a son and father. Son is supposed to stand up for his father. On the other hand, you have the father encountering his own son, who happens to be his Torah teacher. Now the Gemara, Ibayalaho, Beno Vahu Rabo, a son who happens to be his father's Torah teacher, Mahu Lamod Mibne Oviv. Does the son have to stand up for his father? Toshma, Diomale Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, we saw this on Daf Lamed Beis in our previous year, Shinana, wise one. A complimentary word to Rav Yehuda being a sharp student. He said, "Kum mekame avuch, stand up in when your father passes. As your father passes by, you have to stand up." And Rav Yehuda was his father's Torah teacher. So even though the son was his father's teacher, nevertheless, son has to stand up for father. The Gemara says, Shaini Rav Yechezkel rejects that particular story as proof, because in that story, Rav Yehuda was standing up, albeit for his father, but his father, whose name was Rav Yechezkel, was an unusual individual. The Baal Maisim Havi was an extremely pious individual. Even Shmuel himself, Shmuel, who was the Godol Hador, would stand up out of respect for Rav Yechezkel. So the requirement of standing up for Rav Yechezkel does not emanate from the fact that Rav Yechezkel happens to be Rav Yehuda's father, but rather because Rav Yechezkel is an exceptional individual. Elo my ko marle. Well, then, if Rav Yechezkel was such an exceptional individual, and that it was even Shmuel would stand up in his honor, what was Shmuel telling Rav Yehuda? He must be telling him something, a point of instruction, not something obvious. So the conclusion would be that he was telling him to stand up because Rav Yechezkel is his father, is Rav Yehuda's father. No, that's not the case. Hochi ka'amale, what Shmuel was telling Rav Yehuda was as follows. Zimnin de'osi me'achorai. There are times that I might be approaching, and you'll stand up for me. Kumat mekame, stand up for him, v'lo techush liakru didi, and don't be concerned about my honor. Now the Yavetz, one of the latter commentaries, explains as follows. Though you stood up for me, stand up for him as well, and don't worry that you're honoring the Talmud b'mokim rabo. There's an issue that comes up in Maseches Yuma. I think it's referred to elsewhere. The issue of protocol: does a person have a right to show honor to a student of a particular rabbi in the presence of that rabbi? So Shmuel is saying, don't concern yourself with that. Show him his own respect, even though it's in my presence. And once again, that's not a function of Rav Yechezkel being Rav Yehuda's father, but being that he was a Baal Maisim, of exceptionally pious individual. Another question. Ibayalaho beno v'hu raboi. Mahu shiamoid oviv miponov. Similar situation as before, that the son is the father's teacher. Before, we were investigating that does the son have to stand up for his father. Here, we're asking, does the father have to stand up for his son? The son is, after all, the Torah teacher. So we have a response. You'll notice it's last a few lines. Toshma, Yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Ani, Eini Kedai, Lamo b'nei b'ni. I, technically speaking, do not have to stand up for my son. Well, I do, though, anyway. Elo mishum kavoid beis hanasi. Rabbi Shimon Levi's son was associated with the house of the Nasi, the leader of the Jewish people of the time. So his son had a very high rank, and out of honor to the house of the Nasi, so I stand up for him. Otherwise, I would not have to stand up for my son. And now we get involved with inferences. Taimo, why is it that I would not have to stand up for my son? Besides the Nasi factor, which causes me to stand up, otherwise I wouldn't have to stand up. For why not? Taimo dano rabbe, because I'm his teacher. Ho ihu raboi, if he would have been my teacher, ko imno mekame, I would have stood up for him. So we see from here that a father would have to stand up for his son, in assuming that the son is the father's Torah teacher. The Gemara says, no, that's not how to understand this story. That's not how to draw inferences from this story. Hochi komar. This is what Rabbi Shimon Levi was saying. Ani, eini kedai lamod b'nei b'ni. I would not have to stand up for my son. Vafilu raboi. To ano avua. Even if he was my Torah teacher, I wouldn't stand up for him because I'm his father. So why am I standing up for my son? Elo mishum kavod beis hanasi. Only because of the honor that is due to the house of the Nasi, to the house of the leader of the Jewish people, to which my son is associated, so I stand up. The rabbi is riding on an animal, and I see my rabbi riding by while I'm seated. Do I have to stand up? Rochuv, that's the position that that's the description of one who is seated on an animal that's walking by. Do I have to stand up or not? Omar Abaye, Toshma. Now here we quote a source that ostensibly has nothing to do with our topic, but we're going to extract a principle from the source, from which we'll then make the connection. The source deals with the realm of tzaras, the realm of defilement through discoloration of skin. Sometimes you have discoloration of houses, a heavenly ordained phenomenon that results in defilement. In this particular source, you can see at the end of the second line, we've dashed on v'chein be'evan ha'munudas. That's a reference to a stone that is afflicted with tzaras. Menuga, that's a term for tzaras. Tzaras communicates defilement to those that are present. That is a very general statement. To be a little more specific, the mitzora is not mitama, an individual that goes with, is not mitama, doesn't defile a tohor, a pure individual, unless the mitzora is seated. He's in a sitting position. So that if two people, one a mitzora and the other a tohor, walk together under a tree, under a source of overshadowing, a tree into a house, there will be no tumah in a case where they're both walking under the overshadowing. The tumah will arise, will manifest itself only if the mitzora, the source of tumah, is seated. Now the source. Tomei Yoshev Tachas Ilan. The mitzora, the tomei, the defiled one, is sitting under the tree. The Torah Omeid, and the Torah individual is standing. Tomei, he becomes defiled. Tomei Omeid Tachas Ilan, the Torah Yoshev Tahor. If the mitzora is standing under the tree and the Torah is seated, the Torah remains Tahor. Vim Yoshav HaTomei. If the tomei then sat down, HaTohar Tomei, then the one who was undefiled becomes defiled. V'chein be'evan hamenugas. And similarly, with regard to the stone that's afflicted with tzaras. Rashi adds, and let's continue with the Rashi, just a couple lines down from here. V'chein be'evan hamenugas, v'odom noisa tachas ho'ilon, and someone is carrying this stone under the tree. V'tor yoshev, and the Torah person is seated. Tachas ilon, under the same tree. Lo nitmo hator, the Torah does not become defiled. Ad yeshev noseho evan, until the one carrying the stone sits down. Vim yoshav noseho evan, if the one carrying the stone sits down, nitmo hator vafilu hu omeid, then the Torah becomes defiled, even if he happens to be standing. Now, just notice, the stone was itself, if you just focus on the stone, the stone was in the same position the whole time. It was seated in the arms of this person holding it. So the stone was seated at all times. The fact that the stone was seated at all times doesn't seem to make a difference. We focus on the one carrying the stone. So we continue in the Gemara, and we're going to come right back to the Rashi. In the Gemara, it says, V'omar Rav Nachman bar Koyin, Zoysemeres, from the source that said v'chein be'evan hamunugas rochuv kimahalech domi. When something is, let's say, is riding, it's like he is walking by. Shma mina. Now, in order to appreciate that, we look once again at the Rashi. From the fact that the case of Eben HaMenugas is associated with what we were seeing in the source. We don't focus on the stone itself, the afflicted stone. We're looking at the that which is carrying it. We're not focusing on the position of the stone, the status of the stone. We're looking at the person carrying the stone. If we were going to focus on the stone, afilu lo yoshav nosa, even if the one carrying it wouldn't have sat down, nitmo hator, that the Torah individual should have become defiled. The stone is seated at all times in the one carrying in the arms of the one carrying it. Obik seifo shelzehanos, or it's sitting on his shoulder. So what do we see from here? We see that the one has to focus not on the position of the item being carried, or in our case the Talmud Chacham that's in a seated position, but rather focus on the fact that he is being carried by an animal who's walking by. So the Talmud Chacham, though he is seated, he's considered while riding on the animal as if he were walking by. And therefore, I would have to stand up. We continue in the Gemara. Ibaya laho, mahu lamoid mitnei sefer Torah. Do I have to stand up in the presence of a sefer Torah? So Rav Chilkiyo, Rav Simon, Rav Elozer, Amri, Kal v'chomer. All the more so. Mipnei lom de'ondin. For those that study the Torah, we stand up. Miponeo lo kol shekein. For the Torah itself, which is the source of their knowledge, all the more so, we should have to stand up. Rav Eloi, Rav Yonkev, Bar Zavdi, Havu, Yasvi. They were seated. Cholif Yozil, Rav Shimon, Bar Abba. Rav Shimon walked by, v'komu mikameh, and Rav Eloi and Rav Yankiv stood up. Omar lahu, Rav Shimon said to them, Chado, I object to your standing up for me. Da'atun chachimi v'ano chover. You are Torah scholars, and I'm a chover. A chover is a person who's diligent in matters of purity, but not necessarily on their level. V'oid, and furthermore, klum Torah medes mitnei lomdeh. He's describing them as the Torah. Would the Torah stand up for me, one who studies the Torah? Sovar lo k'Reb Elozer. In saying thusly, he, Reb Shimon, holds like Reb Elozer. D'yomer Reb Elozer, ein Talmud Chacham rashoi lamod mipnei raboi b'shaw sho'isek b'Torah. Someone studying Torah is not expected to stand up for his rabbi when he is engaged in when he's in the midst of studying Torah. As far as the story is concerned, Rashi adds on the first line under the Gemara Torah, Oymedes mitnei lomdeho, bitmiha, lefisha asukim bedvar halacha hoyu, since they were involved in Torah study, kori luludidu Torah atzma. He refers to them as the Torah itself. And on himself, he calls himself the student of the Torah. So what was the point what do we see from his reaction to them? We see that he holds Talmid Chacham are not allowed to stand up for their rabbi when they are engaged in Torah study. Layit alo Abaye. Abaye criticized, ridiculed that which anyone who fulfills Reb Elozer's dictum. Abaye being of the opinion that even though you're engaged in Torah study, if your rabbi walks by, you do have to stand up. The pasuk says, "V'hibitu acharei Moshe ad boi ohelo," and they gazed upon Moshe until he arrived at his tent. Ravami Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcho, we have two approaches. Chad Omar Lignai, the Chad Omar Lishvach. One said that they featured those that were gazing upon Moshe were doing so in a derisive fashion, and another opinion says it was praiseworthy. Mand Omar Lignai, Kidi Isa. one who says in a derisive fashion, as it is, the Gemara itself is reticent. It withholds the information, but Rashi reveals the information. Kidisa, all the Gemara says, as was. So Rashi says, Kidisa Mishum Dedover Megunahu, since it's derisive of Moshe Rabbeinu, Lorotzu Lefarsimo, the Gemara did not want to reveal it. However, Vareu Mefurish Bemejish Rabbi Tanchuma, in another Tanaic work, it is revealed. In the Mejish Rabbi Tanchuma, it says there, Reu Kama Ovim Shoikov, they were. Those that were featured in the pasuk were gawking. They were gazing upon Moshe, looking at his, saying, "Look how thick his thighs are, or look how thick his feet are." Kamot savaro shomen, how fat his neck is. Hakol mishelanu, he's become fat and enriched from our monies. They were, you know, looking at him in an insulting way. Now we continue in the Gemara. Mandamar lishvach. That will be explained as we go on in the Gemara. Omar Chizkia. Omar Li Rabbi Chanina Braid Rabbi Avo. Omar Rabbi Avo. Omar Rav Avdimi Dim Chifa. Chocham Over, when a Torah scholar passes by, Oymeid Milufon of Dalet Amos, when he comes within your four Amos, you stand up. And Vekevon Shaovar Dalet Amos Yoshev, and once he's past you, beyond four Amos, you can sit down. Av Basin, the double underline highlights the different individuals as we increase in rank. Av Basin, the head of the court, Over, if he's passing by, Oymeid Milufon of Mloenov, as soon as you see him from the distance, you stand up. Vekevon Shofar Dalet Amos Yoshev, and once he passes by four Amos, you can sit down. Nosi, Over, the head of the Jewish people, walks by, Oymeid Milufon of Mloenov. You start standing up as soon as you see him from the distance. Ve'enu yoshev ad sheyeshev b'mkom, and you do not sit down until he himself is seated in his place. Shenemar, it says regarding Moshe, and this is the connection to the Gemara we just cited, the pasuk we cited above, the bitu achrei Moshe ad boyo elah, and they looked upon Moshe, they stood up from Moshe. Moshe was the nasi, he was the leader of the Jewish people, until he reached his tent, until he reached his place. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.